Hola, you guys. It's me, RJ, and welcome back to RJ Talk About It. Today's topic is going to be about hurricanes. You guys, there have been so many hurricanes in my life. I have, I was born into a hurricane, actually. The first hurricane that I not necessarily experienced because, does it count that I experienced it because I didn't remember it. I can't remember it. So, but I have heard about it. I was born during Hurricane Katrina. I think I was born then. Or was, I was just getting brought home, actually. I was born into, the hurricane. Like, I was just getting brought home as soon as the hurricane hit. And it was, I can't say how bad it was because I wasn't there, but I have seen movies and stuff like that. And I've heard stories from my grandparents and mother and them. Here's what happened. Here's what they said happened. They said they just got home. And then when it finally did hit, they just had a generator and, something else. It was like my whole family staying there. Like, maybe, like, 7 people in the house was staying there during the hurricane. And, after a hurricane, it wasn't that bad down here, but we had a lot of damage. But up there towards in New Orleans and stuff like that, it was flooded bad. And it got really bad up there. People were standing up on top of houses, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody know what happened. And, With the repairs of it, I guess the insurance paid for it, but I know a lot of people were sleeping in a dome for the hurricane, so I don't really know. But I do know about Ida. So Ida was supposedly supposed to be like the Sweet 16 of Hurricane Katrina, which was like basically Hurricane Katrina revenge on us because Hurricane Katrina didn't wipe us out. So I guess that was, you know, her revenge or whatever. And and I was like, not my classmate coming back. So yeah, she came back and she was angry. And apparently in Kentwood, I do know that it tore a lot of trees down, knocked over some power lines. I know it flooded in Tangipahoa. Yeah, that's all I really know from it. And a lot of houses were damaged. A lot of roofs were damaged and stuff like that. They really just put blue tarp over the roofs instead of fixing them. But yeah, that's really how it was. Yeah. Recently, when I was at school, a hurricane, or was that a tornado? A tornado was supposed to be coming to the school or whatever. And this was last week, or like, I think it was probably Friday, last week Friday, something like that. But anyway, I was in a nurse's office, so we had to stay in there and stay close to the wall. Now, somebody posted on Instagram, it was like, why during a tornado we have to get close to the wall? And you know, like, bend, you know how you cross down, you balled up into a little ball outside of the wall during a tornado? So basically somebody was like, why do we have to ball up against the wall for a tornado? What the tornado go say, go through the aisle and go, what the tornado go do, go through the aisle and say, excuse me? And that took me. And it was so funny because during the tornado or the hurricane, whatever it was, it was a tornado. Okay, so during the tornado, somebody was on Instagram during this. All this is going on during the tornado. Somebody was on Instagram and they posted a picture of a girl, and they was just, the girl was, I know the girl, and she was just playing, but she was up under the desk with, she, I forgot how it was. She was up under the desk with some sunglasses on and a hood on, up under the desk. And it was so funny because it could have been a serious situation and she just up under the day. But it wasn't that bad. We didn't really, you know, a tornado. It was a tornado, but like, I don't know how to explain it. it was more of to the side of Kenwood instead of actually passing through Kenwood. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, that's basically what happened. And it's scary at the same time though, because I was at home once when a tornado was passing, and I had got the notification. It was like we're doing a hurricane warning or something like that, or what is it called? I think it's a warning is a hurricane is actually coming, or saying a tornado watch is they're watching to see if one do show up. So a hurricane warning came, and I was at home by myself, so I was like, I didn't know if I was to get in the tub, or so I just sat in the tub, and it was storming bad out there, and the tornado, it didn't come, thank God, it didn't touch down over here. So yeah, that was cool too. Well, no, not cool. It was most definitely scary. But yeah, we've had a lot of rainstorms. Am I the only one who gets so scared whenever Amber Alert or something like that? No, it's not an Amber Alert. It's an alert that's, okay, so you know how when you're watching TV, right? And it's like that sound come across your TV that interrupts the TV, and it's like, and like, I know y'all don't know what it's, okay, it's like, yeah. Yo, please tell me what I'm trying. It's okay. It's basically the test signal for a hurricane or a tornado or something like that, and it interrupts the TV and it scares the mess out of me. It's not because I'm scared because I know a tornado or something's about to come. It's simply because I just cannot stand that sound. It could be like, they should just change it to like a simple alert, like, like instead of, I don't know how to do the voice, y'all. But yeah, that's basically how it really is during a severe weather warning or whatever. Now, when any type of severe warning comes, like, especially with weather, where I'm from, now, in days, we just brush it off. Because, the school system, they will cancel school if a leaf blow over. And that's why it makes us not believe anything that happens. Because it's like, when something real is about to happen, it's like, we not really prepared for it. We don't really believe it. But then when nothing real is about to happen, it's like we believe what they're saying and we taking shelter and all of that, but nothing happens. Like, that's really the crazy part. And with the school system and stuff like that, so when Ida did come, we didn't start school until like a week afterwards. I think it was a week afterwards. That's when we came. And my family, they came up here to my house, and they, because we have a generator, so we don't really, you know, this the house that they come to. So we didn't really have that much damage except for like a shed flew over and broke. So yeah. But they built another one now, and my family members that did receive damage, they got their damages fixed now. So till this day, we're still trying to, you know, get stuff straight from Ida and a fix from Ida and stuff like that. Because it do take a while for them to rebuild it and stuff like that. So, well, not rebuild it because it wasn't totaled, but, you know, make the repairs and stuff like that, because they still have to get out there. The insurance people still have to do that, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, so when the next time when somebody say, when they say a hurricane is coming, stuff like that, don't take it really lightly, even though it has been known to for them to announce a hurricane and it really don't come or stuff like that. So yeah, don't take it that lightly, if that makes sense.